मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवामिश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितामिश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुव्यैव च नाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम
Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees to this Sunday feast program of Shri Radha Gopinath Temple. We had a nice drama, or not drama today, we had a dance. Generally we have a drama, but today I got a message that there is going to be a dance. So I thought that it will get over a little early, but somehow seeing that there are so many participants, they came from Kalyan. And I saw that other devotees who were seeing, they were relishing, especially the small children seeing the dance. So we had that second dance also. It's nice to have the participation of various devotees here. The topic today is connected to this dance only. So I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that we can discuss something about Krishna. Yesterday, while honoring Prasad, one brahmachari asked, what is the topic you are going to take? I said, CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because I was reading that CC. I have brought even the CC with me. I was reading CC, so I thought I will just open and discuss something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then, while going through it, I saw that some forms, various incarnations of Krishna are mentioned there, which I thought is given in detail in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita. So I kept CC aside and started going through Laghu Bhagavatamrita. And I found it very interesting, especially the commentaries which were given were so interesting. I started reading that. Then I decided, okay, let me talk about this. Today I then saw that this dance was on the Achyutam Keshavam Ramanarayanam. So it's like Krishna's various names. And the prior to this dance, there was another dance wherein all the leelas of Krishna, especially the Vrindavan leelas of Krishna, are mentioned. And they are so attractive. It attracts everyone. We can see how many people were there during the dance. And now it is like a little bit empty. Isn't it? So generally it is observed when there is a dhum dhadaka, you know, dance and all. People like that. But when it comes to sitting, meditating or hearing, only one sense is involved. You know, you just have to hear, kaan se. Dekhna kya hai, wohi dikh raha hai, sab kuch. But when there is a dance, festival dance and all, your eyes are involved, your ears, different music also changes. Hear the same sound of a person speaking. So, there's not much variety involved. But when it comes to dance and all, there's so much of variety involved. So childhood pastimes of Krishna are so attractive. Of all the pastimes Krishna performs, his boyhood, then Kumara, Pauganda, and then youth. The best of all the pastimes are childhood pastimes. It's so attractive. Krishna catching the hold of the tail of the calves or cows and running around in the Vrindavan, submerged with the mud, cow dung of the dust of Vrindavan, it attracts everyone's mind. And when such performance, and that too by the small children, and they are coming from such a far place, small children, and doing that, it's all the way more attractive. When the children does that, it's fine. You see, children cry, nobody minds anything. But when the elder people, they cry, what happened? No, it's a cry of ecstasy. Will people say it's a cry of ecstasy? Because even in ecstasy, one can cry. Even in ecstasy, one can cry, right? But generally, it does not happen. But CC pastimes, you will see at the end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would cry like anything. He would just go mad. His hands would come down, and he would like put his head on the wall, push his head on the wall, and do all kinds of activities which normal people will not understand. So such ecstasy wherein person goes mad, he cries. So it's very difficult to understand CC. That's why it's a PhD study. But normal studies, generally we talk about, if you see the Gita, graduation. Post-graduation is Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Chaitanya is a PG. It's a PhD. And when we have to speak something, then what do we talk about? So in Gita, we start with general, second chapter starts with difference between the body and the soul. First, we need to understand about the soul. That soul is different than the body. And then as the topics builds up, because soul is different from body. Okay, even the Mayavadis knows that. That we are the spirit soul. Impersonalist knows that. What's the big deal? What's a big deal about this self-realization wherein one knows that I am the spirit soul? Then comes the topic higher than that, which leads to understanding that who is the spirit soul connected to? Because one may lead to the conclusion that I am the spirit soul realized, and that spirit soul is one with everything. It's one with everything. Everyone will become that after death. Impersonal aspect. So therefore, the right understanding that how the spirit soul is the amsha of Krishna, mamevam shajivaloke, understanding that and understanding the power of Krishna. So that leads to the higher topics. And then at the end, surrendering to that Krishna, that Swayamrupa Krishna, ananya bhav, with ananya bhav, exclusively surrendering to him, mam eva sharanam, that's again the higher topic. And Krishna mentions in Gita. And how do we see such pastimes? That's given in Bhagavat Puran. The stories, pastimes, wherein we see that how different devotees in different occasions, they surrendered to Krishna. We see that through Bhagavatam. And then Chaitanya Charitamrit explains the deep emotions which Lord himself wants to relish, want to understand what the devotees goes through. Expert devotee, topmost devotee, Radharani, what mood, emotions, what love she has, what happiness she derives from in connection with me, means in with connection with Krishna. What is her mood? He comes and he exhibits that mood, and he also teaches and he gives that. So that's like Namo Mahavadanya. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, so magnanimous, that the highest thing, the peak level of the love that one can experience, the love in separation, he comes and gives it. And that's what Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about. So when we see this drama, Achyutam Keshavam, and then when we hear, like when the class starts, we say that, okay, so we see that Lord says in the scriptures, various scriptures, that Naham Tishthami Vaikunte. I'm not there in Vaikunta. I do not live in Vaikunta. Nor even I live in the heart of yogis, ascetics. Then where does he reside? Yatra Gayanti Madbhakta. Where my devotees are chanting the glories of Krishna, I stay there. Now if you see, we are now glorifying Krishna. So where is Krishna here? I would think, when I would hear such topics, Krishna is here. Krishna, कौन कहते हैं कृष्ण खाते नहीं है? Do you know that Krishna eats? Yeah, but then when we offer, we do not see Krishna eating. Do we see Krishna eating when we offer? So does Krishna eat? If he eats, then how does he eat? In what form does he eat? Oh, with his glance. You see? But I can't see his glance also. Why can't I see his glance? He's eating, right? So why can't I see the things getting disappeared? In what way his glances are? I've heard that his glance or his abhuti, his abha is seen as a Brahma Jyoti, but I can't see that also. So various question comes to the mind. And if he shows me once, I'm satisfied. I agree that Krishna is there, but he does not. Why? And we see Krishna is there as a Gopinath. But I see it as a deity there, but how do we understand? In what form is there? Then we say that Krishna is there everywhere. We say, no, Krishna is there everywhere. When we touch our feet to the mridanga, kartal, or this mic, then we suddenly offer obeisances. Why? It's a form of Krishna. Now, how can I understand this is the form of Krishna? So various manifestations of Krishna, when we understand it nicely, then it helps, it deepens our understanding. Just like when we understand we are the spirit soul, we can understand ourselves much better. Because as a devotee, when we newly come into Krishna consciousness, we hear, oh, Lord is there, Krishna is everything. Krishna is our caretaker, Krishna is our caretaker, Krishna is our lover, Krishna is everything. Supreme Lord is everything. And then we fanatically take it. In a good mood, but sometimes fanatically we take it. And we refrain from doing our responsibilities, which creates a lot of problem. When devotee was sharing, that sometimes devotees go in such a mood, wherein they are like, whatever happens, they will say that Krishna will take care. They don't take the responsibility, but they say that, oh, Krishna will take care. But how will Krishna take care? No, Krishna will take care. They are in that mode. Like train gets late, or a person reaches late at the station, and then train sometimes happens late, then devotee say, oh, Krishna ne mere liye late kar di. Is it like Krishna all the way? Of all the people, the person like you is unpunctual, who does things late, will he do late? He will do the train late just for that person? It's difficult. He can. What is devotee? But like a person who is irresponsible, not punctual, will Krishna go all the way to do that, to get the train, delay the train? If that is the fact, then there may be other devotees in the train who are also traveling. What about their suffering because of the train getting delayed? So how do you understand that? So that's why sometimes we go in that mood. Like one devotee, or one person, I would say, supposed to be like becoming a devotee, says that that person's child died untimely. Say a small girl, very small age, died. And that person was very, very difficult for him to take that she left. So that person was telling, nahi, parso uska birthday hai, aur wo aayegi. Another person said, but she has left the body, how will she come? Nahi, wo aayegi. So this person wanted to impress upon him that she has left, now you just get into normal. But this person sometimes, no, Krishna is there. That person will come. So how will that person come? So another person asked him, how will that person come? See, that person's body has been left. You have burned that person's body in the fire, and from that you have collected the ashes, and that ashes you have merged in the Ganga. So now her body is no more there. So how is she going to come? No, she is going to come. And this her beautiful dress, she will wear that and she will come. So this person is asking, how? But this person, in his own mode, no, she will come. So sometimes we also take it. No, Krishna will take care. अरे इतना सारा काम बाकी है, यू आर सपोज टू, नो नो, कृष्णा विल डू इट, कृष्णा विल टेक केयर. हाउ विल इट हैपन? सो समटाइम्स वी गो इन दैट मोड. द अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट हाउ इन वॉट फॉर्म कृष्णा कम्स, इफ कृष्णा इज हियर इन वॉट फॉर्म ही इज हियर, इफ कृष्णा इज एवरीवेयर इन वॉट फॉर्म ही इज देयर. मया तदमिदम सर्वम सर्व अव्यक्त मूर्तिना, दैट आई एम देयर इन माई अव्यक्त फॉर्म, कृष्णा सेज. And then Krishna says, surrender unto me. He says, surrender unto me like that. So in what form he is talking about? There comes the importance of understanding the forms of Krishna. Like this, Achyutam, Keshavam, Damodaram, Ram, Narayan. Who are these all? Are they expansions of Krishna? Krishna expands? Thus Krishna really expands. So today we are going to discuss about this topic, about what are the various forms of Krishna. Now we'll divide that into two parts. One is the various forms of Krishna or his expansions in the spiritual world, another in this material world. So when he comes in this material world, when he descends in this material world, those are known as avatars. So we'll discuss about that, if time permits. And we'll start with the discussion on the forms of the Lord or the expansions of the Lord in the spiritual world. Now, does Lord really expand himself? Are there many Lords or Lord is one? If somebody asks you, is Lord one or Lord is many? What do we generally answer? Lord is one. And Shastra says that. If you read different scriptures, which is not recommended, but you understand from the acharyas who have given in the commentaries, they quote, Ekam eva adityam. I am ek. Adityam. I am not two. I am one. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvan yad gnana advayam. Advayam. Advayam, not two. Everyone says it's one. So in the scriptures we see that. So in Bhagavatam, Chandogya Upanishad, such verses are there wherein Lord is one and is complete. So how do we understand then that he expands? So when the Supreme God, when we say he expands into unlimited form, he expands without abandoning his essential oneness. So when we say that Krishna expands, he does so without abandoning his oneness. His oneness does not go. Now you may say, how can you say that he is now becoming two and still he is one? It's very difficult to say that. If somebody is becoming two, how can we call him as a one? But in Krishna's case, it is like that. He can do it. How can he do it? That's achindya. It's very difficult to understand. Like in Bhagavad Gita, he says that everything is within me. Masthani sarvabhutani. Right? In 9th chapter, 4th verse, he says, Mayatadamidam sarvam jagat avyaktam murtina. Masthani sarvabhutani. Nachaham teshu avasthina. Everything is in me, but I am not in them. And immediately next verse, he says that, Nacha masthani bhutani. But everything is not in me. How do we understand this both thing? Pashyame yoga Aishwaram. Just see my Aishwarya. See my power. That's his Aishwarya. That's his mystical potency. That one, still different. That's explained as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that as a achintya bheda bheda tattva. That's the beauty. Is simultaneously one and different. Like not Lord Narsingdev, when he manifested his pastime, then he was seen by the Prahlad Maharaj as the most loving, caring Supreme Lord. He was seeing the love. And same Lord was seen by Hiranyakashipu as the destroyer. Same. You see the Lord was seeing them with angry face. Now you see the eyes are like red hot. And Prahlad Maharaj was seeing like it's a lotus flower. Now can we do that with our children? When we are angry, suppose when we are angry, we show to one child, you know, angry face, and to another child, loving face. Can we do that? We cannot. But Lord can do it. Now one may ask, how? That's Lord potency. If we understand everything, then how is He Lord? That every aspect of His can be understood. Does that mean that He cannot be understood? We cannot understand Him? We can understand Him as much as He reveals Himself to us. We can understand Him as much as He reveals Himself to us. So what are His revelations? Acharyas, they have mentioned. In what form He reveals? So of all the form, different forms of the Lord, Rupa Goswami, in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, He has categorized them into three broad categories. Now we are talking about the forms in the spiritual world. So we know that Lord is one, Advitiya, Advayam, but still He expands, He manifests, without compromising His oneness. Essentially, He remains the one, but He manifests. And that is categorized into three forms, three varieties, three categories. So the verse says, Swayam rupastad ekatma rupa avesha namakaha iti aso trividam bhati prapancha atita dhamasu. So it says that Swayam rupa tad ekatma rupa avesha namakaha. With what names? Swayam rupa tad ekatma rupa avesha. In these three forms. Iti aso trividam bhati. In this way, in these three forms, trividham, bhati, He appears. Where does He appear? Prapancha atita dhamasu. Dhamma means abode. So where does He appear? In which abode He appears? We are talking about spiritual world. So prapancha atita. Atita. Prapancha means this material existence. So beyond this, atita. Prapancha atita dhamasu. So beyond this material existence, which dham is that? In spiritual abode. So in spiritual abode, He exhibits Himself in these three broad categories. All the forms in spiritual world, in these three broad categories. Which are they? Swayam rupaha, tadekatma rupaha, and then avesha. Now what is this? Swayam rupa? Let's see one by one. When we see that these all three forms, they are all one, as we have described. They are all one. Scripture says that, Eko va asi sarva gaha krishna idya, eko apisan bahuda yo vibhati. So this is from Gopal Tapani Upanishad, which says that, eko va asi, He is one. Sarva gaha, but He has gone in different places. Krishna, His name is Krishna. Idya, He is worshipable. Eko apisan, even though He is one, bahuda yo vibhati. But still He has different forms. So scriptures do say that. So some scripture says He is one, which you understand that His essential oneness, that same person He remains. But at the same time, there are scriptures which mention about that one Krishna, He expands Him into various forms. Eka aneka swarupaya. Ek aneka swarupaya. So His swarup, His form, eka aneka, is one and also aneka. So these are the different sutras we see in the scriptures, which also says that there are many. Bahumurtya ekamurtikam. Bahumurti ekamurtikam. So that one Krishna, He can have many murtis, many forms. But broadly, it is categorized into three forms which we are talking about. Which are they? Swayam rupa, tadekatma rupa, and avesha. So now having said this, somebody may say that where it is mentioned, when it is said that one, I am there. One, ekarupa. And in the scripture, somebody may say that, an impersonalist may say that. When Krishna says that he is one, just like there is a verse which says that, eko bhavishyam. And then, aham evasam agre. Na anya yad asat satparam. So, aham evasam agre. I existed earlier. Aham eva asam means existed. Eva agre. Earlier I existed. Na anya. Nobody else. So, how do we understand that now? Somebody may say that, okay, Krishna was there earlier. Aham eva asam agre. So, does that mean that nobody was there? If you are talking about many forms, then the verse says, aham eva asam agre. That I was alone existing. Nobody else was there. So then, but we are talking about various forms. So when it is said that, when I am alone existing, it is like saying that a king is alone. Or there was a king is coming. So when we say that king is coming, does that mean king alone is coming? No, he comes with his entourage. With his servants, wife, soldiers. So when it is mentioned here that aham evasam evagre, it does not mean that only Lord himself alone, single personality was existing. But along with that Lord comes his various manifestations, his energies. Just like when we say king is there. Or king is not coming to the office today. King ne chutti le li hai. Does that mean he is not going to do anything? King is not working. Does that mean he is not working? Means wo kuch bhi nahi karega. Khayega bhi nahi, piyega bhi nahi. Does that mean? No. He is going to do other activities. Similarly, when we say that he only existed, only one existed, it means Krishna and his energies. Krishna and his various manifestations. And this is generally taken into reference in consideration with the creation. So when the creation happens, we all know that the jivas go into the Karnodakshai Vishnu. When he inhales and when he exhales, everyone comes out. So in respect to the creation, when everything is dismantled, taken inside, then who remains? Only Krishna, Vishnu. He remains. When we say Krishna, Vishnu, all manifestations remain. No one remains. Does that mean all the living entities have died? Died means bodies are gone, but soul, spirit soul, individually are there in the body of Karnodakshaya Vishnu. They are there. Their individuality remains. Just like when we say the parrots, if you see in the evening, parrots, and they go and merge in the, or they go in the trees, green tree, a big green tree, and all the parrots went there. And now no more seen. Does that mean they disappear? Does that mean that they disappeared into the tree? They became one with the tree? No. They are still there. So similarly, when we say that we go inside the Karnodakshaya Vishnu, that does not mean our individuality is gone. So similarly, this, when we say that, evam, aham eva asam agre, means Krishna was there, he, along with all his paraphernalia, his energies is there. Some impersonalists may say that aham I. So they said, see, focus on I. When Krishna is telling in this verse, I, aham eva asam agre, so that I is there. So everything is I. Just like in the pot. If you have a pot of khichdi, and then in that pot of khichdi which is half filled, is there a sky element? Is there an element? Sky element is there? Ether you will see. It's there. Outside of the pot, is the sky there? The sky is there. So the sky inside and the sky outside is the one, same element. What will happen when the pot breaks? Where does that sky element go? merges with the outer sky. What remains is the sky. So they give this example and say that, so that's aham, that's I. So that Krishna, he becomes Brahma. He becomes different form. And when that form's pastime is over, then what happens? They go back. And then merge with Krishna, and then everything remains. And not Krishna. I. It's I mentioned. Is it Krishna mentioned? No, it's mentioned. Aham eva samagre. It's aham which is mentioned. So that aham is Brahma Jyoti. That's what impersonalist they mention. Everything is I. So you see the words, it's just a play of words. You take the words and just play around. You can prove anything. You can prove anything. Aham evasam agre. I existed. That's I. Now how do we tell this person? He's telling aham that I is the same. When he has manifested, that's Brahma, it's Jiva. But when its part, its role is done, then what happens? It becomes one, I. So what remains is only I. Brahma Jyoti. It comes from Brahman. How do we make them understand? So then acharyas have to give the commentary and explain that. Okay. Consider. We consider, okay, that Brahmaji then after his death, he goes back to Vishnu's. That Brahma Jyoti we are telling. But now that Brahma, when he has manifested, Jiva, who has manifested, has some activity. He's doing some activity. His position is considered to be the lower than the bigger picture. Just like the sky in the pot. How much space that sky acquires compared to the whole sky? How much space it acquires? Very less. At least that we agree. Isn't it? So similarly, we agree that the living entities or Brahma is limited, has some limitations, and when it goes further and mixes with something higher, which is predominating, so we can say that something is predominating and something is predominated. In the sense, predominating I and predominated I. At least that we can agree by the concept of that I. That we agree. So there is a difference. There is a difference. There comes the difference. And then the activities of this individual eyes, they have activities. So when they have the activity and when they go and merge with that one eye, activity goes away. How can we say that activity also goes away? So that does not fit to the logic then. That's why if somebody with a common sense, uses his common sense and understands logically, it does not make sense. So there is a difference. But then now we are talking about, we spoke about Krishna is one. He essentially remains one. And there are verses, I am alone, I was one. So both the things, so we can reconcile this by understanding this achintya bheda bheda tattva. So it is one, still different. So Krishna is one. Everything is Krishna mayi. Krishna is there everything. Krishna, this is Krishna. This is Krishna. Yes. Why? Because this is the energy of Krishna. He is Krishna, he is the form of Krishna. Because we have done pratistha. So it's Krishna. And there is Krishna within our heart as a super soul. So that super soul is nothing but Krishna. So in that way everything is Krishna. But still the Krishna in his two-handed form in Vrindavan when he is exhibiting his pastime is different than the person in our heart as a super soul. He's a super soul. Different means predominated and predominating I. One, in quality, we can say that Satchidanand, our soul is Satchidanand. Satchidanand, and Krishna is also Satchidanand. Right? So I, same I, but still predominated and predominating. Just like fire element. Now the fire element of the firefly. In firefly there is an illumination. And there is also illumination by the devastation. When you see that when the universe is annihilated, then from the Patal, Lord Shiva, in the form of Sankarshan, he gives such a blow of fire. Everything is burned out. To see the fire of devastation. What kind of fire? Illumination will be there compared to the illumination of a firefly. There's a difference. There's a difference. So that's how it's Krishna and then living entity. Though Satchidanand, there is a difference. In quality, it's one. Satchidanand. But in quantity, it's different. So oneness and different. I'm taking this time just to explain that how these forms are one and different. So now understanding this, now we are discussing about this three broad categories. All are essentially one, but then they expand. So Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma Rupa, Navesha. Now what is the Swayam Rupa? Who is the Swayam Rupa? Now we say that this Swayam Rupa is when Ananya Epakshi Yad Rupam Swayam Rupa Sa Uchyate. Ananya Apekshi Yad Rupam. Apekshi means one who independent. One who does not depend. Ananya Apekshi Yad Rupam. So that rupa which is not dependent on any other rupa. Swayam Rupa Sa Uchyate. Is known as a Swayam Rupa. So that form of Lord which does not depend on any other form. You know, Krishna says, Matsthani Sarvabhutani. Matsthani Sarvabhutani. Everything exists in me. Another meaning Acharya gives is, everything is dependent on me. Then when he says, Nacha Matsthani Bhutani. So Krishna explained, it's not like everything is dependent on me or everything is on me, just like the water pot and we fill it with khichdi. So then water pot, in water pot there is a khichdi. It's not like that every entity is in me in that form. So he says, Nacha Matsthani Bhutani. So he explains, it's not in that way that I'm holding every universe in me. Such a heavy. Not in that way. Everything is dependent on me. So that form which is not dependent on anyone else. Just like we are dependent for our form, we are dependent on our parents. We are dependent on our parents. Our parents are dependent on their parents. You continue like that. Where do we end up with? Where do we end up with? Where do we end up with? Before that. Brahmaji. Now who is the parents of Brahmaji? Garbhodakshay Vishnu. Now why not Garbhodakshay Vishnu and Lakshmi? Why not Garbhodakshay Vishnu and Lakshmi? Does Garbhodakshay Vishnu needed Lakshmi for Brahmaji's creation? No. But then Garbhodakshay Vishnu came from where? Karnodakshay Vishnu. Where from Karnodakshay Vishnu came? See, if you trace back like this, the original form, which does not depend on any other form. Now who is that form? This verse says just Ananya Apekshi Yad Rupam, Swayam Rupa. We call Swayam Rupa to that form, which does not depend on any form. So who is that form? It's not Brahmaji at all. It's not Garbhodakshay Vishnu. Chirodakshay Vishnu, Kanodakshay Vishnu, nor Narayan. Everyone comes from whom? Krishna. Which is the verse? Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So this verse says that. Ishvara Parama. See, Ishvara means Lord. Right? Krishna. So name Krishna is mentioned. Now when we say Krishna, somebody may go in a depth and say, let's analyze Krishna. What is Krishna means? So Krishna means existence. Krishna also means akarshan, attractive. It's one who attracts. Na means bliss. So one name, one understanding of Krish Dhatu is existence also. So somebody may say that the bliss beyond the material existence is Krishna. No. In this context, we have to take the contextual understanding of name Krishna, who is the son of Nanda and Yashoda. So when we say Krishna, we have to take the contextual understanding that Krishna is nothing but none other than the son of Nanda Maharaj. And then what other attributes are mentioned in this verse? Ishvara Parama, he is the Lord. There are many Ishwars. What is mentioned here? Parameshwar. Parameshwar. So that Krishna is who? Parameshwar. And what kind of form does he have? Satchidananda. What kind of form is ours? What kind of form is ours? Spirit soul. Satchidananda. Our body is made up of 5 elements, but our soul is made up of Satchidananda. But are we Parameshwar? No. Parameshwar is Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. So Sat means eternal. Sat also means unique. Sat also means unique. So this Krishna here mentioned, Satchidananda, means he is eternal and also means his exhibition as a unique beauty. His existence in a form of a very unique exhibition. Chidanan. That Chidanan. That's bliss. All conscious bliss. Is conscious of bliss. So Satchidanan Vigraha. And he has a form. He has a form. So you see, no formless. No Brahma Jyoti. As a form. So Krishna has everything. He is formless and he has a form also. His emanations, the light which is coming from his abode, that is formless. That's what Brahma Jyoti means. That's what impersonals say, that that's all. And they think that that's all. Nothing beyond that. Why? Because we cannot enter into Brahma Jyoti. We cannot, with our naked eyes, we cannot see those Brahma Jyotis. What to speak of our Brahma Jyoti, we cannot even see the sun's rays. With these eyes, can we see? If somebody wants to enter into sun planet, can we go there? No, but some demigods who have that, or even the Jiva, who have that fiery body, they can. But where does this sun get its power from? Or light from? Just like these lights are there. Where does this light get the light from? Sun. I may say, how sun? It's electricity. But how electricity came? Through oil, through coal. How does the coal get? So the wood, which was broken, went inside the earth. And there for a long time it remained. It became coal. Or the oil. Similarly, so any geothermal or any energy get their energy from where? From sun ultimately. So it's an exhibition with the different conversions. So ultimately it's getting light from sun. So it's a reflections of sun's energy. Where does the sun get its energy from? It's a reflection from Brahma Jyoti. And where does the Brahma Jyoti get its energy from? It's a light coming from Krishna. We cannot enter the sun planet, what to speak of Brahma Jyoti and what to speak of Krishna. Does that mean one cannot see Krishna? He can. One can enter sun planet, but need such body. One can go to Brahma Jyoti, but we need such body. One can go and see Krishna, but need such eyes, such body, spiritual eyes. So Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. He has a form, his Vigraha. Anadir. No beginning. Adi is the first person. That means he is the cause of all causes. He is the original. But then the second, fourth line says Sarva Karana Karana. So then it looks like there is a repetition. Anadir, Adir and Sarva Karana Karana. So we can take Anadir as There is no subservient to him. Like in Yadus, in Dwarkas, the Yadus think Krishna as not dependent on anyone, Supreme Lord. But in Vrindavan, they say Krishna as subservient to his family members. He's dependent. If we don't give him milk, he will cry. Subservient. So anadi, adi. Subservient and not subservient. It's like that. And then sarvakarana karana. And then he is the cause of all causes. So that shows that that's Krishna only. Swayam Rupa Krishna only. So Krishna is the Swayam Rupa. That original form which is not dependent on any form. That Swayam Rupa. Ananya Apekshi Yad Rupam. Apekshi, which is not dependent. That form which is not dependent on any form, that is known as a Swayam Rupa Sayuchyate. That's Krishna only. It's no other form. All forms come from him. All the forms are dependent on him. What does he do there in spiritual world? What does Krishna do? Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda. What does he do? Govinda. Gai Charate. Somebody's laughing. Gai Charate. In childhood, when we would not study, our mothers would say, Padhai kar, nahi to phir dhor charane jana. Gai charane jana padega. They say, na? So such profession is considered to be very mean. But then, what is Krishna, Swayam Rup Krishna doing in the spiritual world? Gai charate. Now what scripture mentions about Gai? The cow. So if you see the Gosukta, the scripture, it mentions that Gobhyo yagnya pravartante gobhyo deva samuttitaha gobhir vedaha samudgirna sa sad anga pada kramaha. And who is this cow? Gobhyo yagnya pravartate. From cow comes the yagnya. Because for yagnya we need to put ghee. Right? So where from it comes? There are so many ingredients which needed from the cow for the yagya fulfillment. So, yagya is dependent on cow. Gobhir deva samuttita. You see people, they worship cow. 33 crore devi devata kisme hai? Cow mein. So such are the cows. Gobhir veda samudgirna. All the Vedas have been spoken by this cow. They are coming out with all the 6 corollaries. Anga, upanga and everything. Coming from the cow. So it's not ordinary. And Krishna is doing, he's herding that cows in the spiritual world. He is Swayam Rupa Krishna, the two-handed form of Krishna. Then, Tadekatma Rupa. So what is that Tadekatma Rupa? It is mentioned that, Yad Rupam Tad Abhedena Swarupena Vivarjate. Yad Rupam Tad Abhedena. So one, that Rupa, so they are talking about Tadekatma Rupa. So that Rupa, which is Abhed, which is non-different. From whom? From Swarupa. That Swayam Rupa Krishna. So that form, which is non-different from in Swarupa, in the form. But what can be different? Akruti Adibir Anyadrik. Akruti Adibir. So Akruti means form. So if Akruti can be species, can be form, can be body. So body mein thoda sa farak hai. Color thoda alag hai. Body mein farak hai. So if that is different, then Tad Ekatma Rupa. That is Ekatma Rupa. It's very simple. So Swayam Rupa Krishna means that Krishna two-handed form, blue color, wearing yellow silk, wearing yellow dhoti, lightning form, wearing gunjamala. So that's Swayam Rupa Krishna. And where is a difference in the appearance in the body, like if he has a forearm, four hands, or if his mood is different, then he becomes Tadekatma Rupa. Then he becomes Tadekatma Rupa. So like examples, so Narayan, and then Mahavishnu, then Narayan,
and many other, all other forms, which is different, four-handed, six-handed, eight-handed, these are all Tadatma Rupa, coming from Krishna. Now these two forms, now this Tadikatma Rupa can be of two types. One is Vilasa, and one is Swamsha. Sa Vilasa Swamsha iti Dhatte Bheda Dvayam Puna. Dhatte Bheda Dvayam. These are two categories in that, in this Tadikatma Rupa. One is Swamsha and another is Vilas. Vilas means sporting. So for sporting activities, so now Vilas form is described. So Swarupam Anya Karanam Yat Tasya Bhati Vilasataha Prayana Atma Samam Syaktya. So the Swarupam Anya Akaram. So same Akar. Like in a sense it's one, same form. But Prayana Atma Samam Syaktya. But in Shakti wise, same Shakti. So that Vilas form is Tadekatma Rupa form, which has different form than Swayam Rupa. But if the Shakti remains the same, means the manifestation of potency remains almost the same, then that's Vilas form. So Vilas form is the Tadekatma Rupa form. We know Tadekatma Rupa means what? Anything different from Swayam Rupa is Tadekatma Rupa. In activity, in mood, in appearance, if it is different from Swayam Rupa, then it's Tadekatma Rupa. But in Tadekatma Rupa, what is the Vilas form? Vilas form is when almost same Shakti is there. Example is Narayan. Same like Swayam Rupa Krishna, blue color. He looks like same blue color Krishna. But then, and the form is different. Four hands. Narayan has four hands. So Tadekatma Rupa. Now Vilas, so it's a Vilas form of, because same Shakti. Almost same. Prayena. Atma Samam. Prayena. Why Prayena? Is almost not him. It's not. So what is the difference between Narayan and Krishna? We all know. That four things which are different. Venu Madhuri, Bhakta Madhuri, his Rupa, his devotees, and his fluta. So these four things are different. But rest all is same. Appearance, power. Power is same. But exhibition of those powers are different. Narayan does not exhibit with all the forms, all the attributes which Krishna has, especially these four attributes which Krishna has. Narayan does not exhibit. Though he has that, but he does not exhibit that. So he is the Vilas form of Swayam Rupa Krishna. And then Vasudev is the Vilas form of Narayan. Different holding of the different weapons in different hands. Mood is different. So that is Vilas form. And if the Shakti is less, Tadrisho Nyuna Shakti Miyo. Nyunam Shakti. If the power is less, then that is known as a Amsha form. That is Amsha form. So Tadekatma Rupa has Swamsha and Vilasa. Vilas means having the almost same power. But Swamsha Rupa is having little less power. What are the example? Shankara Adhir Matsyadir. So Sankarsana, Matsya, these are all the forms in the spiritual world. Sankarsana, Matsya, they are in spiritual world. Whose power is less. Means they exhibit less power. They have exhibited less power in their pastimes. Though they have all equal, same power, but then they exhibit the potencies less than what Swayam Rupa Krishna exhibits. That's why when Swayam Rupa Krishna exhibits, everyone gets attracted to him. You see, when Krishna, he came, Sishupal, just by being killed by Krishna, he went back to Godhead. But same Sishupal, when he came in the form of Ravan, and who killed him? Ram. He took another bird as a Sishupal. Why? Because Ram killed him, but he did not get moksha. And before that, he came as a Hiranyakashipu. Who killed him? Narasingha. But he did not get moksha. He has to come as a Ravan. But because he was killed by Narasimha or Ravan, he became such a powerful, like Ravan, Shishupal. They got such a power because they were killed by whom? Supreme Lord. But then when he was killed by the Swayam Rupa Krishna, who manifests, who exhibits all the potencies, who attracts like no one else. So when Krishna exhibits such an attractive form, he attracts everyone. And that's why the benefit one gets by Swayam Rupa Krishna's exhibition of all the potency, one gets, and moksha is only given by him. All the different forms, but then the highest peak that he gives to the living entity, it's Krishna. So such is the Swayam Rupa form. So we have seen three kinds of form. One is Swayam Rupa. Second is Tadekatma Rupa. Yeah, a little bit different. An appearance, then it's Tadekatma. In Tadekatma Rupa, two things. Vilasa and Swamsha. In Vilasa means having same power almost. But in Swamsha, little less power. And then third is Avesha. So Tadekatma Rupa is over. Now last, Avesha. Now Avesha means kisi mein avesh ho jana. Prabhavit karna. Right? So when it is in a kala form, so when Lord exhibits his potency in any living entity, then that is avesha form. As simple as that. When the Lord exhibits his potency, particular potency, in little bit, in kalaru, in some living entity, like Narada, Prithu, so then it's avesha. Now, these are all the exhibitions. So these are all in spiritual world. All these are explained, all these exhibitions are there in spiritual world. So Narad Muni is there in the spiritual world also. So it's avesha form there. Now, if we talk about the avatar, In this material world, when they descend, so all this form, when they descend in the material world, they become what? Avatar. So thus Swayam Rupa Krishna also comes as avatar. Does he descend? Can he be called as avatar? He also descends. The Krishna who came in Dwapar Yuga end, who was he? He Swayam Rupa Krishna. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Swayam Krishna. So he descends once in the day of Brahma. But generally speaking, avatars are Swamsha form or Avesh form. Generally speaking, avatars are the Swamsha or Avesh form. You see in Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd canto, there are Leela avatars given. Now avatars are many form, many varieties are there. We have not touched upon that. Leela avatar, Manvantara avatar, Guna avatar, Vaibhav, and all these are there. But you see that the list of Leela avatars, in that there is a name of Narada and many others. So Avesh form is also there, and there is also the Swamsha form. So like this, Krishna's name is also there. But then he is the most complete form. He is the most complete form. Because he is Swayam Rupa form. So like this, there are unlimited avatar, the unlimited forms in the material world. We may discuss that some other time. But there are unlimited. And those avatar or those manifestations who appear in this material world, it's not like they are different from the which are there in the spiritual world. It's like seeing on a tree, on the branch of it. If the two branches of the trees are there and we see the moon, we sometimes see the tree, two branches, and then we see the moon in the between. What it looks that moon is on the tree branch. But actually moon is far, far away. So similarly, when we see these manifestations of Krishna or avatar in this material world, they are actually all spiritual. Coming from where? From the spiritual world. They are non-different. But still they appear. Untouched by the material energy. By the modes. So we do not take it lightly. And that Swayam Rupa Krishna has come in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. Just recently, once in the day of Brahma, and it's this particular yuga cycle of the 1000 yuga cycle, this particular yuga cycle, Kali Yuga, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So just like the Swayam Rupa form, similarly the mantra, the power and the potency which Krishna exhibits compared to Ram and Narasimha and other avatara. Similarly, the mantra also has that power. All power are all the names of Krishna. Shri Krishna Sharanam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all names of Krishna. One. But still, the exhibition of Krishna's full potency is different than Lord Narasimha's or Lord Ram. Similarly, the mantra, the exhibition is different. They are one, but still different. For categorization. Prabhupada mentions one time, he mentions, quoting Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all other mantra, he said, have gone to hell. He speaks powerfully. Chant Hare Krishna. It's a Mahamantra. So one may be reluctant to know, why this Hare Krishna only, why not other? Just like Krishna Swayam Rupa form, exhibition. It's quite powerful. So similarly, this Mahamantra's exhibition is quite powerful. That's why full potency, tatrarthapita niyamitanna smarnena kala. So he has given his all potency in this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and there is no one, there is not hard and fast rule when it can be chanted. Does not mean one should chant any time. Chant at the best of the time. But he has invested all his potency in this form. That's why what we have got it so powerful. But still we take time to understand all this different understandings, forms, so that we appreciate what we are getting. Hare Krishna. So I thank you all very much.
अभी हम कुछ महत्वपूर्ण सूचनाएं बताएंगे और उसके बाद हमारा कीर्तन होगा और फिर हम प्रसाद के लिए प्रस्थान कर सकते हैं।